Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That should be new Cavaliers head coach George Niang getting ready for game five of tonight. That's the attitude they have to have, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I don't have a problem with anything he said.
Hey, it's a series. That's why you play seven.
I know. It also is very Phelpsian, as we've heard you say that the last couple of days. Same thing. Like that, it doesn't matter. I've watched this team get blown out. Oh, you're snickering because of what I said. I can
Phelpsian.
See it. You should embrace that. Like, that should be a T-shirt, shouldn't it? We live in the T-shirt capital of the world. My thoughts are Phelpsian. What do you think?
Let's get our marketing department on it. Let's go, people.
And then
I want to cut.
Instead of your name on the back.
Like NIL, I want to cut.
Now, would you be good with Dr. Red Pen on the back? We do that or no?
Well, no.
No, you don't want anything to do with that?
No.
Okay, I'm just making
it. That's your little snarky nickname.
You are never snarky with me.
Never.
What? Do you have faith in this team tonight? I'm just going to bring it down.
Yeah, I think they win tonight.
I'm going to lower the lights.
That's about as basic as you can get. I think they win tonight. And then I think they win game six in Orlando.
Just pulled some steak
before
out of the
series
oven.
Started, I said Cavs in six. What does that mean? It means they lose two. So they've lost two.
They're done. They're done losing.
I'll stick with my prediction. As long as it's still viable, I'll stick with it. It still is.
But are you wavering on your prediction at all?
They win the series, Andy. I do.
I think
Orlando's a really intriguing young team. I mean, they really are. I like them. I think they have some really nice talent. But I think the Cavs win. And if they don't, well, get ready, because we're going to have the most eventful summer we've had in a long time.
I'm going to say, talk to me after the third quarter. I'm done making predictions in this series. That third quarter has just been...
Well, you changed your prediction.
I did. I absolutely
did. You got
did.
All caught up in game one
I
and
did.
Two excitement.
I thought
you
I was...
should have stuck with your
my original
prediction,
which was...
because you wouldn't have been too far off.
I said, what, five originally?
You said five.
You know, there's always time to change.
You just got all excited.
Time to change. 216-474-0092. The question is very simple. Do you have faith the Cavs can win this pivotal game?
The Arthur Treacher's in Garfield Heights has reopened.
Oh, it has. Thank you, Jeff.
Apparently.
Grand reopening.
Well, we got calls.
Well.
Hody told us we got
calls. And then he's also saying there's one in Menor, too. So.
Yeah.
Well, RX mentions are blowing up, too, if people correct
it. Down to one in Cuyahoga Falls, and then they're starting to multiply, which is good because it's tasty.
So, I feel like we need some montage music. On the comeback.
I'm working on the endorsement right now.
Guess who's back?
Their chicken's phenomenal.
I've heard you say that a couple times. I've heard you. It's impressive. All right, so we look at this game, and we say to yourself, do you have faith that the Cavs can win this game? I do not have faith right now. None.
Why?
Because they look like absolute garbage the last two games in the second half.
Can I talk you off the ledge?
No, I don't have faith in them. Right? They need to instill faith in me.
You had such faith in them after game two. You changed your prediction and said sweep. And you were going nuts talking sweep. Can I just trust your gut? You said five before.
All right, my
and
gut
then you
right
got
now,
all excited.
Well,
they're great. They're going to win.
I thought maybe
sweep.
I was being too
well,
harsh on them.
Well, now they've lost two road games. Okay, they lost two road games. Give them. They're going to come back and win tonight.
And if they don't?
Well, then they're going to lose in six.
My gut is telling me loss tonight.
What? Really?
Yes.
Andy,
I think Orlando would be stunned if they don't bounce back.
I
just feel like Orlando, if they come out halfway decent tonight, shoot halfway decent, unlike what they did the first time they were here, they will break the Cavaliers' spirit and it will be over. It could be one of those games where it's close and then Orlando comes up with a game winner and then the series is over. I've watched this movie before.
Andy, I just think they're going to win. I've seen it. I still think they win the series. You know why? I think they're a better team. I said that after game one and two. I just thought they were clearly better. Don't ask me what happened in Orlando.
Jeff, I think...
I can't believe the way they came out for the third quarter in both games. That was
said
stunning.
The key word, though. Through four games of the series, even when they did play... team basketball.
Don't you think they're a better team? I think they're a better team.
I don't think they're playing team basketball at all.
I think there's one issue.
They did the first two games, and that word team you reference did not show up in Orlando. They did not play team basketball. They did not move the ball well. They did not find the best shot. They continued to aggravate an open wound by taking shots, miserable shots, with no one in position for a rebound. And just firing it back up at will, I know a little bit of it is this 3-point mentality that's ridiculous. But I missing bunnies and being out of position and not playing tough,
and you're my junior high basketball coach.
Is that what he called them?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're bunnies. I just don't. They need to prove to me to have faith in them again. I don't. They laid a gigantic egg in Orlando, and I can't get over it. And I don't believe two eggs.
No.
Oh, I don't have a whole lot of faith. If they get beat tonight, I'm not going
to
be shocked.
I have two. To me, there are two points about what happened in Orlando.
Okay.
I think the first one is the most important. The heck happened at halftime? What? How did you get? What happened? How did you come out in those third quarters after going in at halftime down by a bunch and have no response in game three and up by nine and then get whacked in game four? How did that happen? And Donovan Mitchell isn't right. He's too good of a player to come out and play the way he did in Orlando. He's not right.
Something's wrong with him.
And,
I agree.
Yeah, and maybe by coming out and he played really well in Cleveland. But maybe by playing well in Cleveland, he aggravated that knee or the shot to the ribs or whatever. There's something not right with him, and he's not going to say a word because he's a really good player, and we didn't see a really good player in Orlando. And I'm not going to say that he got taken out of it or anything. He's not right, and I hope he is able to get right enough to help them win game five.
Todd in Akron, tell me, do you have faith the Cavs
can win
tonight?
I agree with the ones that I said. I don't believe the Cavaliers are going to win today. I'm just like, I don't have faith in them. And that's why I mentioned that we should get LeBron back in Cleveland because his presence alone would get us over the hump to go to the finals. LeBron still got something left in the tank, but in Cleveland.
But you know, I thought he had something left in the tank last night. He just missed a triple-double.
You know what? I can care less about the Lakers. I've been one of those haters of LeBron since he left Cleveland. He could have got four rings here.
First time or second time?
Second time.
Okay. Oh, you weren't mad the first time?
I was mad the first time he left. Okay. I agree.
I respect that, Todd. I respect
that. Now he has an opportunity to clear it up and bring his butt back to Cleveland and get us to the finals.
Todd, you sound
angry. He doesn't know the city anything.
Todd, you sound angry this morning. Are you angry?
Yeah, I'm angry because I don't believe the Cavaliers are going to win tonight. That's right.
Yeah, Todd, I can't disagree with you. I don't have a good feeling about tonight either. I'm with you on that one, Todd. Same page. Thank you. I don't have a good feeling about this team right now. They gave me no reason to believe in Orlando. I had all the reason in the world when they left. I don't know, maybe they had some weird food on the plane. Maybe they have some weird food in the locker room at halftime. By the way, didn't Shaq...
Maybe they all spent way too much time on Magic Mountain or whatever it is.
The Haunted Mansion, because that's what it was for us. Second half, both games.
The Haunted Mansion. That was smooth.
Lowell, Ashtabula County. Hey. What's up, Lowell?
Hi, Lowell.
Good. How you guys doing? Love the show. Jeff, how's the van?
Rolling along. Hit 389, Lowell.
Boy. Keep going, man.
Lowell, you got an extra Bondo out there in Ashtabula County.
And the check engine light went out, Lowell.
Hey, we're running through the body shop. We'll fix you all up. Make that thing, baby, perfect.
Wait, the light went out, Jeff? Yeah. So that means that the ball probably burned out behind it.
It comes and goes.
Don't pay attention to the light. Just as long as the motor's running, Jeff, just keep driving it.
Lowell, thank you.
Don't worry about the oil or anything either. You're
good. Don't worry about it. Jeff, just drive the thing. Yeah. Hey, anyways, I just don't see – I hope I'm wrong. I don't see the urgency. The coaches talking about games he's played last month. This is the playoffs. You got your butt handed to you the past two games. They come out of halftime. There's no urgency. And maybe there is something wrong with Donovan. There is. And he can't tell a coach, you know, I'm not 100%. Throw somebody else in there. Give him a limited bit. Whatever you got to do. But you can't. This is not the time to hold back. Everything, all the cards are on the table. Let's play some basketball or let's just go home. That's it.
Well, we already are home. That's the bad part.
I know. But I'm talking about, like, just get out of here.
I mean, seriously. Yeah, I get it. I understand. I don't know. Is there some kind of – thank you, Lowe. Is there a speech you can give before tonight's game? No, actually, just give the speech at halftime.
Andy, they don't need a speech.
What do they need?
They need schematics.
They need an offense.
That might be part of it.
I went back and watched the third quarter.
Oh, did you look at all the plays to our big guys?
I watched Evan Mobley play one of the ugliest quarters I've ever seen a human being play. Evan Mobley might have been more disgusting than watching Darius Garland dribble around to nowhere. It so felt like your turn, my turn basketball as you were watching it, and it looked like Darius Garland was just like, I'm going to dribble around and hope for the best. And there was no plan.
How'd that go?
And there was no offense, and there were no sets, there were no easy buckets, and any easy bucket they had, they blew.
EG's averaging 12 points a game here against the Magic.
And it was nasty. And they brought Wendell Carter in, so they dragged Jared Allen away from the paint,
right,
to the three-point line, and there was just no extra line of defense. I mean, that's, you could kind of play good help defense when you got somebody guarding the rim. There was no way to play help defense when Paolo Banchero or Franz Wagner had Evan Mobley on them, and that was the last line of defense.
Yeah, you know the play I love the most the Cavaliers run is the one where Garland brings the ball down the floor. He fakes to the right, fakes to the left, comes back to the right.
Jacks up a jumper from the top of
the key. No, and then that they've got Jared Allen in a position. You know that Jared Allen play? Wait a minute. Sorry.
I mean, he's the only one off that pick and roll that looks like they know what they're doing. I mean, I hope they've spent the last 2 days going like, okay, our offense looked broken for two games. We can't win with an offense that's broken. So here's how we're going to fix this. And we're going to have to fix it in a hurry. Like, that was the biggest thing that stood out to me in that third quarter. It looked like Orlando just broke the offense. Just like, done, throw it to the side. You're not making anything. Good luck.
I still can't believe they don't have any plays for Jared Allen. None. That's 100% correct?
It's what they've always said, that we don't run anything for Jared.
So he just randomly gets his 16 points a game. We don't have to worry about anything. We'll let him do everything he needs to do.
That's what they've said, right? I'm just telling you.
Wasn't it also said there's no such thing as an in-game adjustment? Didn't that come up too?
Yeah.
I don't know. These aren't exactly championship lyrics.
I find it hard to believe they don't run something for him. That's what we've always heard.
If you count pick and roll, they do.
All right, pick me up. Lift me up, Northeast Ohio. Lift me up. Make me feel like Jeff Phelps is right here. That the Cavaliers are coming back tonight. My stomach says... I don't have faith right now. I don't know how anyone can have faith. If you're on that team, you better have faith. But I think as a fan, it's tough to be in a position of faith for this team. How can the Cavs win this game, and do you have any faith in this team? 216-474-0092. Mary Kay Cabot, 11, talks Browns with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, Mary Kay Cabot, cleveland.com. Coming up in less than 20 minutes. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Talking about the Cavs going into game five tonight. Do you have faith the Cavs can win this game? How can the Cavaliers win tonight's game five? Do you care? I'm going to be straight out honest with you. I think the feeling about the playoffs this year has been lackluster at best. I think the NBA doesn't really care about this series. The play on the floor has been abysmal compared to some of the other series. This is like the forgotten series in the NBA playoffs this year. Except for here. I think we know what's going on. Jeff, the games have not been good. You'll agree with me on that, right?
The games have been atrocious.
Okay, good. Did get one
you
game.
You had one team look bad in the first two games, and you had the other team look bad in the other two games. So maybe you get a good game tonight.
Maybe. We've had, one game on true network television? I mean, if NBA TV counts, then I'm not going to say that it doesn't, but... we had the game on TNT. The last game four was on TNT. I watched it there. NBA doesn't care about the series.
Look, do they? Sure they do.
Jeff, they don't really care about the series. The series got buried.
Well, of course it got buried, but of course they care. There are only four series going on in the Eastern Conference and four in the West. Of course they care. It's an opportunity to make money. Of course they care. The point of it is you have a 4 and a 5, correct?
Correct. Should be the best series.
What's supposed to happen?
It should be close ball games all the way through.
Just like the other 4 and 5 in the West. And guess what? They're both tied at 2.
Yeah, but you're talking about overall. I'm talking about pure game. Pure game, these games have not been close at all. They've been horrible to watch.
Well, yes. The idea is to win 4 out of 7. I'm not even disagreeing with you. The games have been blech. I mean, What did the Cavs possibly do at halftime in Orlando? I mean, did they eat too much? Did they not talk at all? Did they talk? Who knows what they did, because they were terrible in the third quarters.
I think they were playing Wordle, and I think they were all stuck.
That might have been. But the point is to win 4 games. They have every opportunity to do that. 2 of the next 3 are right here in town. If they don't win game 6 in Orlando, they can still, if they win tonight, all they have to do is win their home games, and they win the series. And they've been a good home team, and Orlando's been a poor road team. That said, I think whoever they play in the second round, Boston, they'll get whacked. Either one of these teams would. Personally, that's what I think.
All right, maybe we need a little legal help. The counselor, Jack, is in Solon. Hi, Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Did I do something wrong?
No, I don't think you did.
Jack, are you there? I hear you. You're almost, Jack.
Stop. Move along.
We gave him his chance.
That's not considered a billable hour, right?
I think it is.
In Jack's profession, everything's a billable hour.
That's it. We're toast. Tickets for tonight's game. What are they rumored around? $40. Trying to get in.
34 is what I have.
34 is the current update on tickets.
Is that a bad thing?
I don't know. It gives people a shot to go watch a game. Maybe they didn't have they haven't had the opportunity to pay for overpriced tickets. Right? I mean, to get in, 34, that's fine.
I mean, what's more outrageous, NHL or NBA ticket prices? They're both outrageous. but yeah.
Major League Baseball. I don't know. Did you listen to any of the games this weekend? I was listening to Guardians.
Yeah.
And Hammy told the story of what, like, so they have dugout suites. Yeah. Did you hear this story?
No.
So they have dugout suites at the newer ballpark in Atlanta, right? It's, I think it's, you have to buy, what was it? I was trying to remember what he said. I think it's $1,200 a game minimum to buy the tickets, and you had to buy a 7-year plan.
Wow.
For those, but you do have your own waiter.
It's Atlanta.
Hot
city, Andy.
Hot
city.
Maybe we should look at that as a good thing. What'd you see, $34 for tickets? That's the last thing you saw?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Selling fast. I just, this series has just felt awkward from the beginning. You know, as far as just excitement.
Oh, but what do you want?
I mean, community involvement a little bit.
You have the fourth team playing the fifth team. That's just the way it went. They're going to play, and the winner's going to advance.
Yep.
You're looking for a huge buzz? It's just the NBA playoffs.
It's the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, there should be some buzz.
I think there is.
Dan,
it's a playoff series.
He thinks there's buzz. I don't.
Andy, we're talking all about it.
We're talking about it because that's what we do. We're sports talk radio.
That's what we're supposed to do.
And normally we could feel the buzz, but I don't think that there's this whole overwhelming outside of our world.
You know what the buzz has been?
What is
the buzz has been discussed with the way the Cavaliers played in games 3 and 4.
There's buzz. It's nervous energy. That's the buzz. It's not the buzz of, you know, oh my gosh, the playoffs are here. This is outstanding. How wonderful to have playoff basketball. It's the, oh God, what do we do? Like, I walked outside. I was knocking out yard work yesterday and walked up to my neighbor. And the first thing he says to me is, we got to get JB out of here. I mean, like, that's it. That's how it started. That's the energy that's currently here.
It did not help the situation that the Cavaliers kind of sputtered their way into the playoffs, that they did not end on an upswing. And that Donovan Mitchell was hurt. That didn't help.
But they played a good portion of the season with at least one of their core hurt.
But one of their core was not named Mitchell. They played well without Darius. They played well without Evan. They played well without Darius and Evan. They did not play well without Donovan Mitchell. And Donovan's not right. Sorry. He's not right.
I don't know. I look at this series and I think people are just waiting for Endgame. So they're waiting for it. They're waiting for Thanos to snap his fingers.
I'm waiting
and make
for round
season
two.
End.
Cavs Celtics. Let's go.
Jackson Solon, one more shot there, counselor. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Jack. Was that a billable hour?
No. Right, I got called away. I'm sorry. But you know what? I have this is pro bono, but you know, I have a lot to say, so so bear with me here. Okay, you know, the problem with the Cavaliers goes way beyond this series, and allow me to elaborate. First of all, I lost total respect for them when they laid down against Charlotte to choose to play Orlando. That is such a losing mentality that really turns my stomach. They blew an opportunity to have two home court advantages for the first two rounds of the playoffs. But when you're picking to play the worst team, what does that say about your team? What does that say about your mentality? The problem with the Cavs is this. Number one, they're horribly coached. JB's got to go. End of story. And they're mismanaged. When they made the horrible trade for Donovan Mitchell, you don't make a move like that unless you're ready to win the championship.
Bingo.
Not to win a round, not to win two rounds, but you make a move like that when you're ready to win the championship, and they're not even close. They're going to be lucky to win this series. So wouldn't you still like to have Lauri Markkanen as your wing? Yeah, you would. So, I've lost total respect for the team. They need a new coach. They need a new general manager because he really screwed this team up, and all I can say is go Guardians.
There you go, counselor. Thank you.
That was like a great closing argument there.
Oh, is that so? Now are we sending the jury back to the jury room to make a decision?
Don't say that. This might become billable if you keep that up.
Yeah, stop.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I don't know. I think we live in an age sometimes where we blame general managers and coaches sometimes for things that they're not actually, like, I think managers in baseball, sometimes head coaches in basketball are just, they're taking orders from the general manager or ownership. And then sometimes I think, I still wonder how the whole deal went down. Like, I wonder if Kobe was all in when Donovan was available. Like, I wonder how did that happen? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You wonder if the ownership is like, oh my God, big name, bring him in. Okay. Make it happen. Okay. Might cost you your job. Okay.
I don't know, Andy.
I don't know if that's the way it went down or not.
I don't want to bash the trade. I want to pull for the team in game five tonight. I've made my thoughts about the trade very clear. Have I not?
Since day one.
Since day one. And they haven't changed. And I'm with Jack. I liked the direction they were going in. And I thought if you wanted to do something in that regard with the three big guys and one guy with a very different skill set than the other two in Markkanen, you just didn't ask Lowry to do as much as Utah's asked him to do or as Chicago did earlier in his career.
Right.
And then, you know, Colin was a guy you could use him or trade him. And as you've mentioned, you know, in when we've talked about this, there are still three first-round picks that are going to Utah.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating the Browns being done getting Deshaun Watson. There are still three first-round picks that aren't going to be here over the next 5 years, starting in 2025.
I feel like we paid off the first mortgage. Now the second mortgage is coming due.
And you have the possibility of getting a lesser first-round pick in two of the next 5 years because of the pick swaps. So if it doesn't work now, what's going to happen in the next 5 years when you lose three first-round picks and you're in a city that's not a free agent destination? I'll tell you what you might have to do. You might have to go Oklahoma City Thunder, sell off pieces for first-round picks, and go with a rebuild. And that's not a bad idea. That's down the road. That's down the road. Right now, Andy, you've got a team that's in the playoffs, and you think you're pretty good. So let's see if you can finish it off. And I hope they can.
I think, you know, the years where the Cavs found themselves in the draft lottery. I think those are agitating years, I think, for ownership. I don't think they ever want to be there. I think that they'll do whatever it takes to try to have the opportunity to win a championship. I just don't – I mean, I wonder what the strip down of this team is going to be if you're going to go down that road.
I don't even – yeah.
And at what point – and like what –
keywords there if you go down that road.
If you – right.
Yeah, it's if.
I'm still wondering, like I wonder all the time what the Mitchell situation is going to be and how they're going to, I mean, do they think that they might be able to convince him next year and hang on to him?
If you were him right now, would you sign up?
No way. I'm gone. See you later. Peace. But that's after two games. And you know what, Jeff? I'm not going to look at it that way anymore.
There you go.
You have changed my mind. I still have absolutely no faith in this team for tonight, but I'm going to have a good attitude about my no faith. I'm going to be loud and proud. And once I get past the third quarter, if they have a lead, I might actually be able to breathe.
Now we're talking.
I feel so much better. Jeff, you have completely corrected my day. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Well, all you got to do is win two of the next three, and you move on to the second round.
I don't have a lot of faith in tonight. Okay. Mary Kay Cabot next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.